Zimbabwe. Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, this Thursday, June the 2nd, 2022. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
Today on Live Talk, we are discussing escalating basic good prices, with most Zimbabweans saying they are increasingly getting out of reach for the majority of citizens, and also with the retailers having adopted different foreign currency exchange rates.
And for the past few weeks, prices of basic commodities have been skyrocketing amid concerns that this is influenced by parallel market exchange rates and profiteering to cushion consumers from price shocks occasioned by geopolitical developments in Europe and local speculative behavior, according to the state media.
Yes, PJ, we are saying according to state media, because some economists argue that Zimbabwe has to improve the economic situation. But Zimbabwe is saying this is happening worldwide. Of course, we've seen that in many countries, this is also happening. But some are saying because our currency is already weak, we get to get this atmosphere. For example, while the official US to Zimbabwe dollar rate is at US 1 is to 308.5, some supermarkets have reportedly pegged their prices using rates of between 1 to 400 or 450. In the past, shoppers could just walk into any shop and buy groceries, as there were hardly any price differences from one shop to another. But we hear now the situation has changed due to pegging of prices using black market rates. And members of the public have expressed a concern over the ever-increasing prices of these goods, saying there is need for government to intervene.
And as it is, Sandehile, the Zimbabwe School Examination Council, ZIMSEC, has also announced November 2022 US dollar pegged examination fees, with the government maintaining the 55% of candidates writing examinations in public, mission and council-owned schools, while those at private schools will pay the full cost. Candidates will, however, pay their fees at the prevailing official exchange rate, which is 308 this week, but that might change next week because it is changing on a weekly basis as of July 22 this year. In a statement last night, ZIMSEC made it clear that no payment in US dollars should be accepted by schools or center heads. And the ZIMSEC spokesperson, Ms. Nick Lamini, confirmed the new fees structure, saying, quote, "The Zimbabwe School Examination Council would like to inform its valued stakeholders of the gazetted examination registration fees for the November 2022 examinations, and the government will be subsidizing examination fees by 55% for in public schools, local authority schools, and not for profit mission schools."
Yes, hopefully that subsidizing helps. PJ, we saw that even on prices, government is some once said it will subsidize, but consumers and shopkeepers were saying they don't see how the government is subsidizing of minimum and so forth. They didn't draw the line. And on prices of basic goods, we saw the government saying it recently suspending the duty on basic commodities, which include cooking oil, sugar, and maize meal. And when we are talking of school, it's worrying because even teachers want their salaries increased, and because they are saying the salaries are remaining stagnant, not just for teachers, while their price hikes. So this creates an imbalance, and while those fees may go up, hopefully there will be teachers in schools to teach these children, because we see that sometimes they say they don't have money to go to school to teach. So this is quite the problem. Yebo ke PJ, kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje, sicubungula udaba lwentengo yempahla, yona elokhu ikhuphuka mihla ngamalanga. siyabona njalo ukuthi sikhuluma kanje kuma viki ambalwa edluleyo intengo yempahla ikhwela mihla ngamalanga suku zonke uqala abantu esesikhulume labo babe sithi kwake kuhlale nje iviki kumbe amabili kumbe inyanga kodwa kathesi uyathusuka kusasa ufice sokukhwelile njalo siyabona njalo ukuthi abaningi bathi lokhu ngabe kusenziwa ngalabo abatshintsha imali yakwamanye amazwe phandle lapha ukuthi bagcina besebenzisa isisindo esiphezulu besebenzisa i-exchange rate ephezulu okwenza labo abathengisa impahla labo begcine besenza khonoko ukuthi bathi imali leyi ingaka ngedola yemelika ngakho yena nxa usubuya le yakho-ke bond note kumbe eZimbabwe kumbe i-RTGS okumele ibe phezulu ngoba isizama ukufica yena leyo dola yemelika okuthiwa ukuze uthenge nje eyodwa kumele ube idola eyodwa iyabe ilingana le 300 ayifiki ngakho lokho kuba nzima ke ebantwini abavele belomholo ophansi njalo asikho lokuthi iyo yodwa leyo imali eficakala njalo kwezinye indawo uyayifica vele eyodwa ithengwa nge 400 to 450 okwenza abaningi bengenelisi ukuthenga okudingakalayo ezindlini lapha make nge-cooking oil amafutha okuphekisa sikhuluma ngechukela sikhuluma ngempuphu intengo yempahla liyaqansa kodwa-ke uhulumende uthi uyaphathisa ngoba nanko phela uthi wathi akusabhadathelo nxa kungeniswa amafutha okupheka lechukela lempuphu emngceleni yamazwe wakhipha-ke singathi ijudi ukwenzela ukuthi wanika le mvumo kwalabo abafuna ukuyathenga ukuthi beyekuthenga lokho njalo ayisizo impahla zesitolo kuphela ezikhuphukayo siyabona njalo ukuthi kukhuphuka lama-school fees imbadalo yesikolo ikhuphukile uhulumende-ke wethule umbiko esithi sokwenzakele lokhu njalo abanye-ke bayakhathazeka ngokuthi kuphezulu imbadalo leyi ingani ikhangelwa ngokuthi ingaba yimalini ngedola yemelika abantu bona besebebhadala malini yikho-ke lapho kule ngxabangxoza khona abantu bathi thina singezelelwanga umholo kodwa nangu imbadalo yama-school fees yona iyakhwela yikho-ke lokhu-ke esikucubungulayo lamhla kuhlelo lwethu oluphathelane labesifazana sikhangela ukuthi kambe bona abesifazana bathi njengoba abantwana bekhangele bona ukuthi kuphekwe endlini kubhadalwa ama-school fees ukwenziwe konke ye labo baba banceda kodwa isikhathi esiningi njengoba besitsha abesifazana umntwana ubuye ekhala kumama ukuthi ulambile umama ngoyobonayo laphana ukuthi aphekeni phela bathi ayisikho kodwa lokhu le mthelo yamagetsi amanzi konke kuyabe kukhuphukile endlini yikho-ke siyabe sikucubungula lokhu silabahlonitshwa bethu lapha omunye umhlonitshwa esilaye esizaqala esizakhuluma laye ngenkosazana Memory Sincube yena-ke isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa uyabe khuluma ezimele kodwa ukunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa elwela amalungelo oluntu khona ngale South Africa izizalwane zeZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi lanxa ehlala-ke kwele South Africa yibo-ke abeZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa iningi labo ababambe imizi eminingi emakhaya lapho ngokuthumela impahla labo bathi khona ngale impahla intengo yempahla isikhuphukile kodwa kufani lokweZimbabwe ngakho lokho beqhubeka lanxa kulobunzima hhayi okuningi-ke siza kuzwa ngaye-ke umhlonitsha wethu labanye abahlonitsha esizakhuluma labo ye ingqobe isikuwe PJ
hongu tinokugashirai muchirongwa chedu chanhasi chirongwa chakanangana nekukurukura zvinobata madzimai nhasi unoyu muchirongwa chedu ngatikurukurei madzimai tiri kutarisa kukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu zvinoshandiswa mazuva ose zvakadai semafuta ekubikisa zvakadai sechingwa mukaka zviri kuomera kunyanyanyanya madzimai saka tiri kudoedza kuziya nyaya iyoyi yekukwira kwemitengo kuitira kuti tinge tichibayirane semadzimai kuti tione kuti munhukadzi angararama sei zvinhu zviri kunyanya kuomesesa nemhaka yekuti mtengo wemafuta pasi rose wakakwira nehondo iyo iri kuitika pamwe kuUkraine nera panowo zvekare nekusabatwa zvakanaka kwemitemo kana kuti zvisungo zvinofambisa zvakanaka upfumi hwenyika hungava upfumi hwenyika zvingava zvimwe zvisungo zvakangodaro daro zvikuru sei panyaya yemari iko zvino izvi mari mitengo yezvinhu muzvitoro iri kungotariswa neUS dollar nekuti uremu hweZimbabwe dollar hwadere saizvozvi pamusika wekutenga dhora rekuamerica kubhangi guru renyika reReserve Bank of Zimbabwe iri pa$308.50 padhora rimwe chete rekuamerica and isvondo rino chete mutengo uyu uri kuramba uchishanduka vhiki nevhiki vhiki rinouya izvezvi pamwe inoitenge yatodarika ipapa nekuti svondo rapfuura iro yakanga itori pa-$299 svondo rino iri yakwira ikaenda pa-$308 kwozotiwo kumusika wemutema avo vanoita munzira muchivande dhora rekuamerica iko zvino riri kutengwa pakati pe-$450 dhora rimwe chete kana kuti $480 pamwe pacho pamwe unotoritenga ne-$500 zvinhu zvakaomera madzimai izvozvo kuti anga uchichengetedza mari uchikwanisawo zvekare kubhadharira zvese zvinodiwa paupenyu hwemhuri yekuti inge ichirarama izvozvo zvekare zvawedzerwa nekuti pane makakatanwa pakati pemabhizimusi iri kuramba ichiti ngakushandiswe dhora remuzimbabwe vemabhizimusi vachiti ngakushandiswe dhora rekuamerica nekuti zvinhu zvese zviri pamutengo wedhora rekuamerica izvozvo zvekare padaidzirwa kunzi bazi rebandiko reZimbabwe School Examination Council rinoona nezvemaexams ratodaidzira kuti izvo mafees emaexams muna November akatoiswa nedhora rekuamerica izvozvi zviri kunzi avo vachange vachinyora grade 7 vanofanirwa kubhadhara US$30 makumi matatu emadhora ekuamerica kana kuti asi mari iyi inenge ichibhadharwa zvayo mudhora rezimbabwe iro racho riri kuramba ichikwira riramba ichiderera uremu hwayo kana rakananganiswa neus pozotiwo veordinary level mafomu 4 vanenge vachibhadhara US$11 pasubject imwe chete hurumende ichange ichipa subsidy ye-$24 pasubject imwe chete ukatarisawo zvekare kumaa level mamission schools mapublic schools nemalocal authorities eaya zvikoro zvekanzu vana vanenge vachibhadhariswa US$22 pasubject imwe chete uyewo hurumende ichibhadhara US$26 asi avo vekuzvikoro mirira zvega anova maprivate schools vanenge vachibhadhara yese yakadaro sei tikatarisa pamaa level mwana anenge achibhadhara $48 pasubject imwe chete pafomu 4 ndizvo inoti $11 nesubsidy ye-$24 yehurumende saka zvinobva zvapa iri $35 pasubject imwe chete saka zvicharembera vakawanda ndizvo zvatiri kukurira nezvazvo nhasi unoyu kuti madzimai toita sei kuti zvinge zvichireruka mbijana uyewo takatarisa kuti vanhu vari kugunun'una kuti mari dzacho dzatinotambira kune yavo vanoshanda hadzifambirane nemafees iwaya ari kutaurwaya like saizvozvi kubhadharira mafomu 4 vari kunyora mazama vari kubhadharira mafomu 6 vari kunyora mazama kana vari kubhadharira magrade 7 vari kunyora mazama ndizvo zvatiri kukurukura nezvazvo nhasi unouyu tine munyarikani wedu mai chenai mutambasere vanovawo nyanzvi inoongorora nezveupfumi ichiongororawo zvekare nezvebudiriro yenyika nemadzimai saka vachange vachitipowo mazano avo varikuti iwo vakamboshanyira kuZimbabwe mazuva apfuura izvo zvichando chasvika zvakaomera mudzimai. Saka iwo vanogara vari kuUnited Kingdom kuUK. Saka vachange vachitibaira zani.
Mai chenai mutambasere, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chanhasi chemadzimai. Apo tinokurukura nenyaya dzakanangana nemadzimai. Nhasi unowu tinoda kunge tichitarisa matambudziko ari kusangana nemadzimai kuZimbabwe. Mitengo yezvinhu iri kungokwira mazuva nezuva. Tozotarisawo zvekare huremu hwedhora remuZimbabwe kana richienzaniswa nedhora rekuAmerica riri kuramba richiderera huremu hwaro. Izvezvizvi panotone maexchange rates akati wandei, rekubhengi, rekuRBZ nerepamusika mutema. Muri kuzvionawo sei? Muri kunzwawo kuti vanhukadzi vakatarisana nematambudziko akadini kuZimbabwe?
Maite henyu nekundisedza kuti titaure zviri zvakakosha kudai pamusoro penyika yeZimbabwe. Zvinhu zviri kuitika iko zvino tinoona kuti zvinova zvinhu zvinosimbira mukadzi Zimbabwe, nekuti tinoziva kuti kuZimbabwe handi tinoti musha mukadzi. Mukadzi ndiye anenge achiona zvitengwa zviriko, achitengesawo mbokrosawo bhodha kudzoka kudii kuti kuti mhuri iwane raramo. Asi pazvave iko zvi
takatarisa izvezvi hurumende iri kuti ngapashandiswe dhora remuZimbabwe. Asiwo zvekare kana vachidaidzira mimwe mitengo yakadaisa izvozvi, varebazi renona nezve ma exams resumsec rakatoburitsa mari inofanirwa kunge ichibhadharirwa vari kuita grade 7 vari kunyora maexams nedhora. Asi vanhu vachizongobhadhara zvavo neuremu hwakanangana nedhora, hungava pamusika mutema kana pamusika wekuRBZ. Munozvionawo sei?
Zvavari iko zvino tiri kuona kuti avo vanotarisa nezveupfumi munyika vari kuda kutonga nenharo, kwete kutonga nenjere. Kana vachitonga nenharo, ndinotaura kuti tokuramba tichitaurirwa kuti isusu rambai muchishandisa mari yemuZimbabwe. Asi tichiziva kuti mari chaiyo chaiyo iri kudeedzerwa, iri kushandiswa pazvinhu zvakawanda, imari yeAmerican dollar. Izvi zvinoita kuti mari yemuZimbabwe irambe ichidzikira muvalue yayo, asi pakudzikira kwayo iri kuderedza zvakare nemari yeAmerican dollar riri kushandiswa muZimbabwe. Ukafamba kune dzimwe nyika, kunyange uri kuAmerica, ukanotarisa zvitengwa zvinobuda pa1 American dollars wodzokera kuZimbabwe, unotarisa zvitengwa zvinobuda pa1 American dollars, unoona kuti mutengo weAmerican dollar iri kuZimbabwe wava kutodzikira kupinda mutengo weAmerican dollar mune dzimwe nyika. Izvi zvinoitwa nekuti patiri kuramba tichishedzera kuti ngatishandisei zim dollar, tichishandisa mari ine uremu hwakanyanyodzikisisa sterling, inobva yadhonza kukosha kwayo uchidzikira, kukosha kwayo kuchidzikira kunobva kwaita futi kuti American dollar yemuZimbabwe kukosha kwayo kudzikirewo. So naizvozvo tinoona kuti mitengo inoramba ichikwira, mitengo ichikwira, mari ichiita shoma. Avavo vezimsei, kana takatarisa zvinhu zvemuZimbabwe, aya tinoti value chain inova iyo kugadzirwa kwezvinhu muZimbabwe, hatina muZimbabwe value chain inotanga ichigumira muZimbabwe. Kuti tigadzire chikunyange chiri chii kana chii zvacho chinogadzirwa muZimbabwe, chinotodeedzera kuti dai tanowana chimwe chinhu kubva kunze kwenyika. Patinobva tadaro, tinobva tanzi tofanira kuchitsvaga mari iyoyo yeAmerican dollars kana kuti mari yekune dzimwe nyika. Izvi ndo zvinoita kuti zvinhu zvakawanda muZimbabwe zvishedzerwe nemari yemaAmerican dollars, nekuti vanhu vanenge vachitengesa kunyange chiri chii chavari kutengesa, kana kuti maexams, maexam paper iwayo kuti avepo, panenge pakatoshandiswa chi maAmerican dollars. Ndosaka ende imwe problem, imwe nhau iri kunetsa futi muZimbabwe inyaya yekuti nekuda kweinflation, nekuda kwekuderedzera kwevalue yemari yemuZimbabwe, kuti tichiramba tichitaura nezvemari yemuZimbabwe yatinoziva kuti nhasi kana chinhu changa chiri 1000 RTGS mangwana chinenge chava 5000 RTGS nekuda kweinflation. Saka zviite kuti maprize anenge achishedzerwa achazobhadharwa muna December, achazobhadharwa muna September, ashedzerwe nemari yanhasi yeRTGS. Nekuti mari iyi ichazodzikisisa. Tinoona iko zvino kuti inflation yacho iri kushedzerwa yava kuma 700%. Saka mari iyi ichazodzikisa zvekuti 1000 RTGS yataitaura nhasi tichazoona muna September kuti hapana chaichakwanisa kutenga. Chinhu ichocho chaimbonzi chava 1000 RTGS chinenge chava kuma 7000 kana kuma 10000 RTGS.
Looking at the prices, Miss Chennai, in Zimbabwe, how would you advise a Zimbabwean woman right now to survive in such a situation which is just going crazy?
Right now, my advice is do not try to avoid keeping, especially the Zimbabwean currency, money on your person. Try as much as possible to convert it into any asset. It could be a basic asset, non-perishable, like cooking oil, soap, anything like this, because these things will increase in price. Whether it's their value in US dollar or their value in Zim dollar, the prices will go up. So I would advise you to think ahead. Think about what you will need tomorrow that you can pay for today. That way you will minimize the impact on yourself of the increased inflation.
Toenda kushona. Munga mazano ripi ramunga pa madzimai ari muZimbabwe ari kurarama munguva yakaoma kudai.
Ndinenge ndichitarisira kuti dai madzimai takwanisa kuti patinenge tabata mari iyi toishandisa kutenga chingava chitengwa chatingada isusu ramangwana, chingava chitengwa chatingafunga kuti tinogona kuzotengesera munhu ramangwana. Nekuti mari makagara makaibata iri hard cash, iyi mari iri kuramba ichiderera nevalue. Mari yawakabata nhasi mangwana inotenga zvishoma pane zvayaikwanisa kutenga nhasi. Naizvozvo ndinoti ngatiikwanisei kutione kuti chii chatingashandisa kutenga kuda tinogona kuzochitengesa mangwana, kana kuti isusu wacho tinogona kuzochishandisa mangwana.
Kutenga zvakawanda.
Apa ndiri kutaura kuti kutenga zvakawanda zvinenge zvichienderanawo nehomwe yako, zvinenge zvichirevawo kuti chinhu ichi uri kuchitenga nekuti iwewo unoziva kuti uchazochidawo mangwana, kana kuti unoziva kuti ramangwana pamwe unogona kuzochitengesa. Nekuti ndinotaura izvi nekuti mari nhasi zvainokwanisa kutenga kana kunge wakabata 5 US dollars kana kuti wakabata 5000 bonds, ramangwana mari iyoyo ichange ichitenga zvishoma pane zvayaikwanisa kutenga nhasi.
Ichokwadi ichocho. Zvino takatarisa kuti zvingaitwe sei kuti unge uchibhadharira maexam fees izvezvi, kana kuti mafees emuna September temu yechitatu izvezvi, mari ichine huremu huri nani? Ringava zano rakanaka here iko zvino?
Hongu, kana uchinge wawana mari inokwana kuti ubhadhare maexam fees kana kuti ubhadhare even maschool fees, ndinoti dai wazviita iko zvino. Kana kuti kana uchikwanisa kutenga, kana uchiwana iwewe uchibhadharwa nemari yemuZimbabwe uchikwanisa kutenga maUS dollars, zviri nani kuti umatenge nhasi nekuti kuzomatenga mangwana anenge ava kudhura.
Saka zviri nani kuti unge uchitotenga uchitounganidza pashoma pashoma kusvikira nguva yacho yedeadline.
Ndizvozvo, dai zvaibvira avo vanotorawo mari dzemaexam fees dai vaitendedza kuti dai vanhu vatotanga kuchibhadhara, even kana vanhu vachibhadhara vachiita mbichana mbichana kusvika nguva yacho yakwana, ndinoona kuti zvichabetsera vabereki vazhinji.
I think that advice would work well with a plan when the schools come up with a plan with parents. Don't you think so?
I agree. Where we are heading, I am deeply concerned that by the time we get to September, a lot of children will not be able to afford the school. Therefore, it would be prudent for schools and parents or guardians to come together to try and arrange payment plans now so that they can try and undermine the the disaster that we see coming ahead of us in come September in the third term.
With the impact of COVID-19 and winter is just approaching, or we are now headed there, it just started, I think, mid-May. Do
yes.
you think it's also going to impact on the prices, on the fees, and everything else?
Yes, I mean, I was recently in Zimbabwe, and I can say that for sure. You know, the winter nights are definitely there now. Really, we're seeing a lot of changes with the climate because of climate change, you know. So, yes, the impact is great. Because as we know, the winter demands more expenses, whether it is medical bills. There is a flu, a very bad flu virus going around in Zimbabwe right now as we are speaking. A lot of people may not even necessarily be testing for COVID-19 because, as you know, in Zimbabwe, you have to pay for the tests, and many people cannot afford. These tests are charged for in US dollars. So you find that a lot of people are just kind of carrying on. You know, I know there's a flu. I myself had a flu, a really bad one when I was in Zimbabwe. So, and you know, and the costs that come with that, you know, whether it's you're buying over-the-counter medicines, these things will go up in price because obviously they are being imported from elsewhere. And also, you know, you need more in terms of trying to keep everybody warm because the winter nights in Zimbabwe are definitely getting colder, much colder than when we were growing up in Zimbabwe. So there's a huge expense already on the family just because it's winter. And then that is then compounded by the fact that we have this virus still happening amongst us. People will be incurring hospital bills, will be incurring medicine bills. And also, you know, the idea in Zimbabwe, we have free movement. But, you know, people, the world hasn't quite properly adjusted from the days of the lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. So there are a lot of things that are generally making things very difficult and increasing the economic pressures and the financial pressures on families.
Mm-hmm. Takatarisawo madzimai, vakatarisa vana, vakatarisa mhuri, na iyo COVID iri kuramba, denda iri reCOVID iri kuramba richitenderera. Kwete muZimbabwe chete asi pasi rose. Muri kuonawo kuti madzimai vari kuzvigashira sei?
Zvinenge zvichingova zvinhu zvakaoma. Zvinooma paviri pakuti iwewe sewe uri webreadwinner ndiwe uri kubuda uchinotengesa uchiwana zvitengwa uchiwana mari yekudzosa kumba. Iwewe wacho ukarwara. Tinoziva kuti muZimbabwe tagara tine problem yeman-non-communicable diseases. Nyaya dzeBP, nyaya dzediabetes, zvinova zvirwere zvingadai zviri controlled. But nenhau yekuti hatina health system yedu haina kumira zvakanaka nenyaya yeupfumi hwenyika husina kukwana, hausi kukwana kuti vanhu vange vachionekwa kunyanya nyaya dzeman-non-communicable diseases. So mudzimai unenge uri parisk pakuti iwewe ndiwe uri kubuda uri kunotenga uchidii uchifamba kana uchitengesa kana kuti uchishanda. Ndiwe unogona kusangana nechirwere ichi kana uchinge warwara. Zvochireva kuti hauchakwanisi kushanda mashandira unenge uchimboita mamwe mazuva. Zvinhu zvinombomira, kana zvinhu zvamira zvinorevawo kuti mari inomira. Naizvozvo unozonobatwa nayo problem iyoyo zvakare. Kana mwana, kana mumwe wemhuri, angava murume kana anyone else vamunogara naye akarwarawo, uchazenge zvewa kufamba uchitsvaga mushonga, tsvaga mari yemushonga, aka pamwe wanga usingashandi nekuti wewe wacho wanga uchirwara. So tiri kuona kuti inguva yakaoma, inguva inogozhesesa, inotigozhera semadzimai kunyanya. Because at the moment hurongo huri muZimbabwe ndehwekuti kushanda maoko, handiti unenge uchitofambira kana uchiwana zvitengwa zvaunotengesa uchidii uchidii. You can't afford kuti nhasi handisi kushanda nekuti ndarwara. Ukangodarowo mari inomira kuuya. So zvinhu zvachona zvinova zvinhu zvakaoma chaizvo. Zvakaoma mudzimba, zvakaomera madzimai kunyanya avo vanova ivo vanenge vakamirira kuti ndo vachazenge vachiuya nemari mudzimba.
Zano ramungapa mudzimai ari kuZimbabwe iko zvino kuti ashinge uye azvidzivirire iye pache zvake nekuti iye akarwara mhuri yese yaparara.
Ya, ipapo ndingataura zvandinombonzwa avo vari kuHealth vachitaura. Vanotaura ivo kuti kana uchinge uri pamapiritsi ako eblood pressure, iwewe ona kuti mapiritsi iwayo wagara uinawo. Ehe, ndinoziva kuti mari dzinoiva unenge uchiti mari iyi pane kuti ndinotsvaga mapiritsi regai ndiitire mwana ichi kana ichi. Asi kana iwewe ukasavapo, upenyu hwemwana uyu hunotoita wese. So zviri nani kuti uzvitungamidze iwe pamberi, uona kuti kana ari mapiritsi eblood pressure, kana kuri kunochekwa kuti yava papi, kana ari mapiritsi ediabetes nekunochekwa nekudidi, wazviendera pamberi, wazviita priority, kuona kuti iwewe semunhu akabata musha, utano hwako huri pari nani.
Zvekare kune mamwe ekunotariswa gore negore akadai sekudzivirira cancer, cervical cancer nezvimwewo zvakadaro, mungavabaira zani?
Ndinotenda kuti muZimbabwe tava anonzi maima start centers, ma women start centers, ekuti vakadzi vanokwanisa kuenda vachinotariswa. Izvi hazvibhadharwi, kunyanya ava vanenge vapfuura makore 40 years. Kungogara waenda unotariswa, nekuti vanotaura vachiti ivo kana kuchinge wakurumidza kuonekwa, naizvozvo unokurumidzawo kubatsirikana. Kana wakurumidza kubatsirikana, machances ako ekurarama anowedzera. So zvakanaka kuti utsvage mafree start center iwaya, uona kuti kwaungaenda ndekupi kuti unotariswa, uchekwe kunyanya izvozvo zvecervical cancer, nekuti vanotaura kuti anenge akurumidza kuonekwa kuti ndo zvaitika izvi, anokurumidzawo kubatsirikana. Kana akurumidza kubatsirikana, anorarama.
Zvimwezvo ne cancer yezamu, breast cancer nezvimwewo zvakadaro, munhukadzi unongogara wakangogadzirira nguva dzose. Aiwa, tinotenda mai Chenai Mutambasere kuti munge muri pachirongwa chedu nhasi unouyu muchitibayirawo mazano nezvakatsaukana zvinotarisana nemadzimai. Handi nyore kuva mudzimai. Ekupedzisira mashoko kune yavo madzimai ari kudiaspora, mungati?
Ndingati ndinoti kunyanya vari kudiaspora, ndinoziva kuti kazhinji kacho vakamirira dzimba, vanenge vakamirira dzimba dzemudiaspora, vomirira dzimba dziri muZimbabwe. Tichidaro ndinoti vamadzimai, pamberi naro basa, tiri kugona. Zvese zvamuri kuita izvozvo, iwe pawakamira ungafunga kuti zvishoma, asi zvishoma izvozvo zvine kwakawanda kwazviri kubata. Tinongoti Mwari aramba achitisimbisa, tigokwanisawo kupedza iwo matano atakapiwa kuti tipedze naMwari. Ndinotenda kuti vachatikwanisa.
Aiwa, ndinotenda na vane nzeve vanzwa. Tozosangana mune chimwe chikamu charamba chingokudaidzai, sezvo muri nyanzvi kudai inoona nezveshanduko, inoona nezvebudiriro mune zveupfumi. Tatenda zvikuru mai Mutambasere.
Ndatenda.
Yebo ke, kuyezwakala PJ. Yes, siyakwamukela uhlelo Nkosazana Ncube. Ungazitsho nje ngebizo ukuthi ungubani khona ngapho. Yebo ke, memory udaba esiluhluzayo lamhlanje ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla. Siyabona ukuthi impahla, intengo yempahla ikhuphukile ezitolo, kwenzakala njalo khona ngapho kwele South Africa kunjani?
Okay, yeah, into zikhuphukile kakhulu emalangeni wona la mina lami ngihlala ngizibuza nje ukuthi kwenzakaleni. Ngiyabona i-2 liters ye cooking oil for example, kubo January, February, I think ibikubo 40 rand, 50 rand khona lapho, but manje isikubo 150. So into zikhuphukile sivile, lathi nje njengabantu sebesizibuza ukuthi kanti yini ebangelini ukuthi izinto zikhuphuke kangaka.
Kwele Zimbabwe bayakhala abantu ngokuthi lanxa intengo yempahla ikhuphuka, umholo wabo awukhuphuki. Kuyafana yini la khona ngapho kwele South Africa? Impilo sinzima.
Khona kuyafana to an extent because mina angizokhuluma about i-personal experience yami. Uyathola ukuthi into right now uma sikhuluma kanjani into izikhuphukile, but uthola ukuthi emsebenzini isalari ayikhuphukanga or ma ikhuphukile maybe ikhuphuke ngabo-R500 or ngo-R300 into ezinjalo. So izinye izinto zikhuphuka kani sengi-experience ukuthi kukhuphuke la ma-salaries ezwele.
Yeah.
Mama bewakhuphuze bewakhuphula abakhuphuli ngemali liyani ukuthi lawo uzobona ukuthi kuyabhalansana le ndlela izinto ezikhuphuka ngakhona generally nje.
Ye, ngiyakuzwa. Sesinanzelela njalo ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe iningi lithembe mina abantu omama babo dadu wabo abasebenza kwele South Africa labanewabo. Lokho kuseneliseka yini ukuthi libaphathise ekhaya?
Uxola ngikuzanga kuhle last part question.
Ye, singathi siyananzelela ukuthi abekhaya bathembelina ukuthi libaphathise. Lokho kuyenzakala yini? Lokho lisenelisa ukuphathisa abekhaya. Ungaqalisa nje ngokubona ebanganini bakho langomzekeliso wakho nje mathupha.
Mina ukuphathisa lokho ngiphathisa because at the end of the day uyabungela choice ukuthi ungayenzani. Abadala abangeza ke bese ngendlala wena senza khona lokho okuncane okwenzayo. So ngiyabona kungcono ukuthi ngi-sacrifice at least bangathola ama-basics kuphela, okunye lokhu sizophela sibona. Ukuthumela sisathumela sibili, but akusafani lakudala, but kuyabungela choice futhi ukuthi vele ungayenzani, you know.
Manje okusuka kuchiphe kuyini, ukuthi umuntu athumele impahla kumbe imali?
Mina ngithumele imali. Angithumele imali in that sense because ungathumela imali sometimes uyathola ukuthi vele bona maybe banezikweleti zabo ngale or banezinye izidingo zabo abazifunayo ezifuna imali. Uthola ukuthi inyanga isiphakathi sebekhompena ngendlala futhi. So what I do is kulama online shopping stores or laba ababiza ama-runners. Ngiyaplace i-order yami kibo ngilapha, ngibanikeza i-grocery list yami, bangitshela ukuthi izongikhosta imali engaka including ama-service fees wabo, then ngibabhadala imali leyo and then bona ekhaya sebehamba sebesiya collector kwi-grocery. Ngithumela ma kuyimali maybe masekuyimali ye-school fees or imali yamaphilisi kulo muntu ogulayo or mama yagula or baba yagula or abantwana bayagula, yilapho engithumela khona imali. Otherwise isikhathi esiningi vele uhamba kwi-grocery, bona bayamukela sokuyi-grocery.
Yebo ke
ama-runners wona nawo.
Ye, ama-runners yibo bachiphile okwedlula omalayitsha kumbe sokungulunyawo olutsha lokuthumela.
Mina ngibona kungcono sometimes omalayitsha ngoba angithi bayabekwazi ukuthi vele asila choice ekhaya kumele uthumele. So imali eningi kakhulu ngoba babe bekwazi ukuthi vele whether uyafuna or akafuni uzothumela kuphela. And then ma usucompare lama-runners, ama-runners kungcono ngoba already babe besekhaya, ma into yabo beyidurisile maybe bayidurise nge-extra R5 or extra R10 or extra R20. But at the end of the day mina ngibabona besibachipha ukudlula omalayitsha.
Ye, kodwa basebenza kuhle yini? Basebenza njani? Likhululekile ukusebenza labo ukuthi singathi ku-safe, akula ukuqelibezela. Njalo ungathumela ingxi yini oyithumelayo njenganxa uthumela kumalayitsha?
Mina i-runner yami engilayo, she's very reliable. Akakangihluphi. Angazi maybe usazotshintsha ngokuya kwesikhathi, but hayi akakangihluphi. Ngiyamali yakhe ngapha e-South Africa because i-business yakhe is registered ngayo-South Africa. Ngiyamfakela imali yakhe ku-akhawunti ngapha, yena uyathatha i-grocery list yami ayipakishe izinto engiyabe ngithe ngiyazifuna because omama basemakhaya ngale emaphandleni abese siyazifaka emabhasini kibo amabhasi la aya kubomama emaphandleni. So for now akakangihluphi. we have a very good business relationship. Angazi masofeya phambili ukuthi umuntu maybe business yakhe mayisikhula phela abantu ama brands mayisikhula ajinja ngithi iservice yabo. So for me okwamanje sisebenzisana kuhle sibili.
Wo ngezinye indlela yena la uyangala ekhaya bese thengisa ekhaya bese ekhaya kodwa imali umfakele ngapha.
Ngisakhele ngathi South Africa
eh. Ye kwenza kube lula la ukuthi ungahamba useyathenga impahla, useyalayichisa, ubhadalisa lokho nalo.
So it's very convenient.
Ye ngizwe usithi she is kungabe kungumuntu wesifazana yini? Ukuthi ukuthi laba besifazana sokubanika ama business.
Mina umuntu engisebenza la umuntu wesifazana.
Mhm. Ngezinye indlela lokhu kungabe sokudalela imisebenzi abesifazana labo ukuthi bayenze engalangozi njengokuchayela.
Kakhulu kakhulu eh.
Ye kuyezwakala. Kodwa li nje nqa licedisa abekhaya liyalandela konke okwenzakalayo yini? Njengokuthi liyabona kwempahla yentengo litshelwa yiba ama runners liyayizwa lokuthi ama school fees asekhwelile.
Ngiyazama ngizama ukuthi ngi up to date ngezinto ezenzakalayo ekhaya. So mangingafunda ngenyuzini o ngamameli news o ngabala online ngiyoxoxa labazali bami ngakho nga anything nje yabesenzakala ekhaya ezosiaffecta mina labo whether in a positive or in a negative way. But siyaxoxa nje ngakho konke okwenzakalayo.
Mhm. Esikhathini esedluleyo sike saxoxa ngodlakela oluqondiswe kwabokuza khona ngapho kwele South Africa. So kuthule yini kulezi nsuku kuyasebenzeka kumbe lokho kuqhamuka lapha lalapha?
Ah, kuyaqhamuka lapha lalapha ya. Kuyaqhamuka lapha lalapha. Iviki ledlulileyo benzila online ukuthi bese Alex. So kusase khona khona angazi ukuthi into ezophela okumbe njani angazi but khona kusase khona
mhm nokuthi abantu baqinisele
akusekho
yeyo ngaqhubeka
ubayaqinisela yokuqinisela nje ukuthi vele wabungela choice uzoyenzani you know but khona kusase khona vele
yeyo kuyezwakala. Nxa uxoxisana labangani bakho abavele ekhaya kumbe abanye abasebenza siyabona njalo ukuthi lanxa sizikhulumela lapha uzikhulumela uwedwa kodwa khona kunhlanganiselela amalungelo eZimbabwe eZimbabwe community in South Africa unganjethi kuyini elikutholayo ebantwini nxa bexoxisana ngenhlanganiso bakhala ngani batho kuhlupha ikuyini kakhulu abeZimbabwe
manje okwamanje abantu bakuthi vele baconcerned ngendaba yamaphepha emale baconcerned yiyo indaba e-stress esikhulu kakhulu ebantwini abaningi because it affects in a very very negative way and in a very big way. So yiyo i-problem engathi abantu yabawarid ngayo kakhulu right now ukuthi my government yala ekhaya ingajintshanga umcabango wayo yasizwela sizoyenzani after December.
Mhm.
Sizophephela kuphi
ngalezo oye ukuthi basalindele isinqumo esivela kuhulumende lina kathesi kukhona ulwazi elibanika bona lona yini kumbe lani lisalindele
sisalindele lati silindela ethembeni nje ukuthi maybe conscious yabo will appeal to them ukuthi ngabantu laba njengathi masibalahlela iganga kanje siyabe sisithi bayenzeni it is into umcabango
yebo
because sokuzanyiwe yonke imizamo ukuthi kungakhulunywa la hulumende sizama ukuba soften inhliziyo and all that but akukathembiso kwamanje.
Yeye kuyezwakala. Manje bona labo kodwa emsebenzini akukahluphi ukuthi lokhana abanye babe si bank sebe sithi kuvalwa amabhuku abemsebenzi sebefuna ukubona ukuthi umuntu lamaphepha aqondileyo yini. Ababuya abanye belitshela ngakhona okumbe kuthule abantu sebaqha kuvuma ukuthi hayi kusalungiswa okwezimbabo.
Ah bakhona abalokuza belezikhalazo ezinjalo ukuthi ayemsebenzini sebekubuza ngendaba nje emsebenzini bafuna incwadi le ebuya omafezi ebukhuluma ngendaba yamaphemithi nezinto ezinjalo. So khona vele i-effect yangkhona siqalele ukubonakala vele ukuthi mayengalunganga le ndaba vele sisenkingeni.
Okay.
And mina lami sengengathola ama-messages like from i-bank ingitshela ukuthi kumele ngizo-update information yami because i-permit yami iya-expire ngo-December.
Yey, ngabona kulukhuni nxa abantu bethembe khonokho.
Khona kulukhuni vele because at the end of the day i-bank the minute i-permit i-expire angithi bayafreeze izinto zakho as long as ungahambanga le permit esi-renewe ukuthi bayayi-updatha. So hey vele abantu abaningi sisevalweni shem, sisevalweni.
Yeah, khathesi ngakahle sokulindelwe kuyini ukuthi kwenzakale, sibona ukuthi umnyaka uyahamba sesiphakathi laphakathi komnyaka kathesi, lingabe lilinde yena uDisemba yini?
Mina personally ngibona kanjalo ukuthi abantu sesithe ayi ithi sihlale silinde sibone ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani uDisemba mayefika ngoba aba bantu bathi akula nokuthi singayenzani ama-waiver la bathi siwa-aplayele. Abantu abaningi they don't qualify for ama-waiver lawo, they don't qualify. So even if ungaze uthi uya-aplaya, it's obvious ukuthi you're going to be rejected because you don't fall under critical skills.
Okay.
And futhi angikezwa umuntu oseke wathi u-applyele for i-waiver leyo and waba successful. So asazi.
Yeah, sokuyikuzwa ngayo uhulumeni, sokuyikuma kuzwakale ngayo uhulumeni. Kodwa lani liyavuma phela ngelikubonayo khona ngapho kwele South Africa ukuthi ngempela abasebenza khona ngapha beZimbabwe yibo abathwele imizi eminingi ekhaya.
Baningi abantu abasebenza South Africa abaningi vele babathola imizi ekhaya, nababathola imizi ekhaya ukuthi vele leyo nto leyo as much as izosi-affecta thina bangapha eSouth Africa of emsebenzini emabhenki and all that, it also affects abantu ekhaya ngale because ma ngiyamisa emsebenzini because i-permit yami isi-expire. It means umama lo baba abasela kuze ekhaya. It means abantwana abasezi esikolo, you know, izinto ezinjalo. So kuzosi-affecta vele, it affects a lot of people in a very big way.
Mhm. Ye njalo labo ke ade sisiza ukuthi labo bengabe bebangele betshontsha kumbe bebangele izehlakalo zodlakela khona ngapho kwele South Africa bavela kwamanye amazwe ke. Ngoba siyasibone lapha ebulenjini bekuzilibaziso be-internet, ama-Facebook, ama-WhatsApp, abantu besithi hayi abantu bezimbayekeli ukungena ku-crime ukube besenza kungekho besephula imithetho. Ilokhu iphuma yini imbiko enjalo ukuthi weZimbabwe la uficakele lapha lalapha ngoba abanye abazali bathunyelwa imali etshontshi wena?
Mina I think thina amaZimbabweans we have become some sort of I don't know if ngisebenzisa ibala eli-right ma ngithi black sheep anyway. So of course amaZimbabweans akhona abagangayo la eSouth Africa ngithi but because of that fact ukuthi we are always in the spotlight for a lot of reasons.
Wo usho ukuthi lokugcona lanxa kubengenzanga lutho.
Sometimes I think I've said this before ukuthi I've seen amaZimbabweans wodwa ayenza i-crime ngithi. Not that ukuthi this is something to justify, but akhona amanye amazwe anabantu abayenza that crime. But for that fact ukuthi vele amaZimbabweans I don't know if ukuthi ngathi they are easier targets. I don't know ukuthi ngisebenzisa ibali le-right yini, but that thing very well to young into it to change my Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but out of 5 people, maybe Gulam Zimbabwe, no one. But because other Mama Zimbabweans, very somehow they are famous for being notorious like South Africa, then it affects everyone that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if out of 5 Gulam Zimbabwe, no one, almost there.
Ye kuyezwakala kodwa labana sokungcono yini ukuthi lanxa umuntu elamaphepha akhe eneleyo izizalwane ze-South Africa zithi hayi abasafuni bantu bokuza nxa bengekho kuma-critical skills njengoba sike sakhuluma ngakho laphana ukuthi bathi hhayi lanza abenelisa ukuyizwa alizwe abanye abahlukuluzwayo njalo
because really learning to which Amazimbabweans they must go or Amazimbabweans can like South Africa Amazimbabweans local and local it's at a corner and as which Abantu Masazo Jinja or South Africans are Sazo Jinja the way Abafilama corner Amazimbabweans and as but for now Ikona the other thing which the other day I was listening to an audio, every circulator who WhatsApp, a police officer, a warning to ama motorists. Eti wena kula bantu ababamba inkunzi kuma highways. And abantu laba ababamba inkunzi ngama Zimbabweans. So which means abantu kumele they have to bangene ama streets in Badoitoye because of that. And I was like to myself that no baba, umuntu umthetho. Agala proof yokuthi was ngama Zimbabweans la or mebulayo angazi but yena as umuntu omthetho why kumele kuthana insight ukuthi I violence ukuthi kube le violence because obviously abantu manje bedoya kuba le violence phakathi ngithi so why epushela abantu ekuthini kaba yedoya bedoya against ama Zimbabweans
ye kuyezwakala sake sabona lesikhathini esedluleyo abanye begcona ke umphathi ntambo kahulumende obona ngwenzakala ekhaya umnomzana Motsaledi kodwa sambuzwa yena la isithi hayi ke nakazanga athi uyasekela i-Operation Dudula yena ubefuna ukuzwa ukuthi kwenzakeleni so ngezinye indlela uhulumende we-South Africa yena uthi hayi ngakukhuthazi lokho
njalo sibili but abantu bale ngqondo abale bezicabanga bona bevodwa so isuka ibe nzima khona lapho ekuthini of course i-government izokuthi hayi thina asivumelani layo le into but abantu umphakathi khona lapho elokishini vele bona babe be 100% sure for some reason babe 100% sure or babe tshela ukuthi ba 100% sure ukuthi ngamaZimbabweans kuphela acreate crime la South Africa askisi so i-government sometimes iyehluleka ukuthi ingabahlupha kanjani ukuthi or maybe babonisa indlela ukuthi hhayi akumelanga licabange kanje kumelanga lenze kanje because you think 1, 2, 3 because umuntu angafuni ukuyenza into afuna ukuyenza akula muntu ongakwanisa ukumstopha because uyabe determined ukuthi vele ngiyakwazi ukuthi ubani or abantu abanje yibo abayenza 1, 2, 3
ye kuyeza hayi khona nje kodwa bekhona abanye abazisebenzela kuhle abale msebenzi yabo emahofisini
ubona bakhona shem but babe sebefela khona lokho nje ukuthi umuntu ngumzimbabweni umuntu abe seyifela yena leya
yes njalo lona lolu udaba esikhuluma ngalo ukuthi amaZimbabweans ahlezi njani khona ngapho bancedisa njani abanye bekhaya njengoba sibona umnotho unje sizwa abanye bekhala khona ngapho ukuthi lakhona ngapho kwele South Africa intengo isikhuphukile empahla amafutha ezimoto akuhambisa wepetrol kuyafanana lebo diesel lani njalo ingcwethi yesicubungula izomnotho zikhuluma ngokuningi nje ukuthi le mpi ye-Ukraine le-Russia konke kuya-affect ungathi kini kubi kakhulu yini kumbe hayi kuyahlaleka akusoze kufanele
Ngoba imali yena eSouth Africa inesisindo. Lijana ngazuthi ngifaka ngendlela right.
Yebo,
ngoba imali yena eSouth Africa inesisindo. Ayifani leyakithi. Kusahlaleka. Angazi maybe ngokuya phambili izinto zizoba wesi or zizoba kuya zibe ngcono, angazi. But uma ngingakompare ukuthi ngibuyele ekhaya lokuhlala la, ngibona kungcono ukuthi ngihlale la because la even ngingathengisa amatamatisi ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngibaphilise ekhaya.
Ngezinye indlela lanxa khona ngapha impahla zikhuphukile, intengo ikhuphukile kungcono.
Yeah, ayikhona kungcono, akufani lokuthi ngaya kusekhaya.
Yeah, manje njoba sibona ukuthi lakho ekhaya bakhala ngintengo yama school fees lokunye kunjalo, abalisi labo bathi abaholisa kwesinye isikhathi bakhalala umsebenzi. Iningi labo esifazana liboni kungcono yini ukuthi lilethe abantu babo befunde khona ngapho kwele South Africa kumbe behlale ekhaya? Njoba kodwa njoba ngisho laba abalamaphepha lakho konke.
Kona kebe kungcono ukuthi abantwana sibalethe ngapha ngithi. But then ungakhangela i-security or i-safety yangkhona. Eh, because my xenophobia for example ingavuka la. Which means sokumele ngibaleke ngigcwale iganga lonke lomntwana. Ekubeni ekhaya ebeyabe ehleli. Ekubeni ekhaya ebeyabe ezihlalele safe. Of course, i-school fees sakhe sikhuphukile or siyadura. But uhleli usafe, akulasingo sokuthi ehlale e-alert for any form of violence engavuka ukuthi soke kamele umuntu abaleke endlini and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So like for me, mina into engayikhangelayo nale ukuthi ma ngingabaletha lapha, that says ukuthi izinto lapha is not 100% guaranteed because I told ukuthi sometimes ama South Africans abekho happy nge service delivery. Somehow they will find a way or kuzohlanganisa lama foreigners phakathi, uthole ukuthi ama foreigners were being attacked for that. And then uma ngilabantwana lapha ngibaleka yiye ngaphi, ngibale kanjani? Asikho ukuthi ngizothona sengibaleke ngathi abantwana. So yikho ngasengikhetha ukuthi hayi, ngcono abantwana behlale befunde khona ngale khaya. Of course i-school fees sizokhwela, siyadura and all that. But ngiyazi ukuthi lapha bakhona ba-safe and inhliziyo zabo zihleli phansi.
Yebo, kuyezwakala. Besibala njalo nje kuphephandaba Lady Chronicle izolo betshengisa omunye wesifazane ukuthi ubuyile wazotshiya abantu bakhe, kuthiwa ngama-triplets abangu-3 wabatshiyela abazali bakhe, kodwa abazali uncedo besithi kabancedisi ngabantwana bona laba abathathu. Njalo abanye wayebachile vele bavele bakhangela abanye futhi ababili. Ubatshelile wathi la impilo inzima egoli, nampa abantwana bezibonela abazali sebedinga uncedo. So siyabona ukuthi abanye baletha umthwalo kulo sizwe.
Yikho kusuka kube neproblem khona lapho ukuthi usuthwala abantwana uhamba abathiye ekhaya, usukhohlwa ngabo ukuthi uthi abantwana ekhaya. Uyabusethi abazali abasebenzi babasapota njani abantwana? Yilapho esisuka sibe futhi siphambanise khona thina njengabantu. Of course ama problems akhona, i-life iba nzima, but ukuthi ungahamba uye khalalela abazali abantwana ekhaya uthi ngoba i-life ngabe yegoli inzima, ukuthi uhambe ukhohlwe uyofikeke ku-R50 or ku-R100.
Siyabonga Nkosazana Memory Sincube, isizalwane ke seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa, njalo ekuZimbabwe community in South Africa, ukuthi ubusixhasile kuhlelo lwethu. Oliver Lelisayo yimi ke usithandekile, ngikhona pha eWashington DC, ngisithi asidibaneni njalo ngolwesine oluzayo.
Hayi wathi batangotora umkana wekutenda maiche naye mutambasere avatange tinavo muchirongwa chedu chanasi apo tange tichipanana mazano eraramo muZimbabwe panguva yakaoma kudai nguva yekuoma kwezveupfumi hwenyika kwezvekutamburira mhuri dzedu Mai mutamba sere inyanzvi inongorora nezveupfumi nebudiriro. Mova nezuva rakanaka. Ndini ndini Francis Jeremiah. Zvinganei zvekare.